Brantalis spread his powerful wings and flapped them.
Anywhere would I sooner dwell than the place of cats. A bad and wicked isle it is.
Tilly stepped between both birds, who were now eyeing each other truculently.
Please, let's not start arguing. Pandy and Pike Talon, do you know where the Green Isle is?
The osprey looked slightly crestfallen.
Yeah! I was hurt and driven high over the great waters in a mighty storm. I could not tell you how I came to Red Walls. Grog! I am far from home and lost.
Brantalis puffed out his chest.
I am of the sky furrows. I am now in the way. But I am thinking no earth crawler could follow where I fly.
Tribsy wrinkled his snout sagely.
Well, you're certainly correct there, sir.
Brinty threw up his paws irritably.
Then what's the point of solving dream riddles if you can't get to this confounded Green Isle place, eh?
Sister Snowdrop looked over the rims of her tiny square spectacles.
Well, some beast, please tell me, what is all this business of dreams and riddles?
The osprey fluttered down from his perch.
I know naught of dreams or riddles.
Brantalis edged away from the fierce fish hawk, murmuring,
I am thinking the Pike Talon knows naught but catching fish.
Pandion's golden eyes stared unblinkingly at the goose.
Better than dabbling in mud and honking to frighten clouds.
Brother Perrant stamped his paw and raised his voice.
Enough! Do you hear me? I will not have squabbling in my infirmary. You, Pandion, back up on that sill. Brantalis, under the table and hold your beak.
Giri winked at the normally mild-mannered healer.
That'll teach him. Hey, brother?
Perrant pointed to the door in a frosty manner.
Out, the lot of you. Go and solve your problems elsewhere and leave me in peace. Come on, be gone with you. And you too, Sister Snowdrop.
They shuffled silently out onto the landing. As the door slammed behind them, the little old sister pulled a comical face, even though Perrant could not see her.
Yeah, stuffy old bandage bonce. Go and physic yourself.
Tilia shook her head wearily.
We're not getting very far with this, are we?
Snowdrop took her by the paw.
Don't be so easily defeated, young'un. Follow me. I'll help you with your riddles and puzzles. I'm rather good at that sort of thing.
Sister Snowdrop took them upstairs to the lower attics, where she worked as old Quelt's assistant.
Let's go into the library. I can think better in there.
The friends were reluctant to invade Quelt's inner sanctum, since it was the ancient squirrel's retreat from everyday life. Tilly whispered to the little sister.
But won't old Quelt object to us disturbing him?
For all her long seasons, Snowdrop was quite young at heart. Placing a paw on the library door latch, she giggled.
Not to worry. The old buffer's probably taken his morning nap.
Without warning, the door opened inward, and the sister fell flat as she went with it. Snowdrop found herself sprawled on the floor, staring up into the face of Redwall Abbey's revered librarian cum recorder. Quelt bowed politely.
Come in, friends. As you can see, the old buffer's had his morning nap. Hey, Sister Snowdrop?